Good morning. Let's turn to Mark. Mark chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. Mark chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. This is what it says. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, the house will not be able to stand. Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this morning. We thank you for getting us up and helping us come to church and pray to you and hear your word. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come and minister to us. I thank you that you love to do that. And we just come before you humble and hungry and in need of you. And we also want to come and just worship and praise you. So thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this passage, Mark chapter 3, verse 24, 25. If you know your Bible stories and if you know the way Jesus taught, you know that this, when Jesus is talking, and if a kingdom is divided against itself and a house is divided against itself, that house, that kingdom will not be able to stand. You know that he's talking about like the demonic kingdom and the demonic house, because people are accusing him. He's doing all these miracles. Healing is happening, and people that do not believe him, they're accusing him and saying, hey, that guy is casting out demons by this other bigger demon, and that guy is doing all these miracles by the power of this other big demon. So Jesus is saying, hey, how ridiculous are you to say that about me? Because if a kingdom is divided against itself, you know, if the satanic kingdom is divided against itself, how will it be able to stand? And a house is divided against itself, how will it be able to stand? But when I was reading this passage, I felt like he was kind of applying that principle into the church. You know, as a church, you know, if we are divided against itself, you know, if we're divided against each other, how will we be able to stand as a kingdom, as the kingdom of God? Because we are the kingdom of God. We represent the kingdom of God. We represent the house of God, so to speak. Right? So if we're divided against itself, how are we going to be able to stand? You know, the great commandment, or the greatest commandment that Jesus teaches the people, he says, number one is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But the second is like it, and he says, it's to love your neighbor as yourself. So we're called to that kind of a lifestyle, right? To love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I think it's John, right? First John, that teaches us, you know, we cannot say that we love God unless we love our brothers. He says, you cannot say that you love God that you cannot see if you don't even love your brothers and sisters that you can see. So it's very, very important to Jesus. In John chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus is praying for the disciples and praying for the believers that will come to believe through the disciples. And he says, Father, may they be one as you and I are one, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. You know, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And why would the world believe? It's if we come together as one and are united as one. So that's it's an important issue for Jesus. And you know, so we are a kingdom, we are a house, and if we're divided against ourselves, we cannot stand. You know, because we have a mandate, right? Every single one of us as individuals, but we as a church, you know, we as a body of Christ, we have a mandate to go out there and to destroy the works of the enemy and to bring down the kingdom of heaven into this world. It was Pastor Jimmy. He was, last Saturday, he was here doing the mission training for us. And he was saying how we as a team, you know, mission teams, we have a purpose and a mandate to bring the culture of heaven to the places that we go to. you know, bring that culture of heaven. And he said, what is that culture? It's the love of the Father. You know, because in heaven we're going to be experiencing the love of the Father everywhere we go. And if we are divided against each other, we're not going to be very effective in doing that, right? You know, in Matthew chapter 16, you don't have to turn there. It says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus says to Peter, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. And if you have been at SP for a while, you know, through Pastor Sam's teaching, you know, a gate, the purpose of a gate is a defensive purpose, right? And he says, the gates of hell will not be able to overpower the church. So he's talking about the church in an offensive term. We're supposed to go into the powers of hell and bring out, you know, people that are stuck in those places and destroy the works of the enemy, because he says the gates of Hades will not be able to overpower the church going in there to destroy the works of the enemy. So we have a mandate from the Lord to go and do this in this world, to bring the kingdom of God into this world wherever we go. But if we are divided against itself and we're bickering and fighting and gossiping, then, you know, we cannot do this. So, you know, practically speaking, you know, within our house church, you know, within your house church has a mandate, a purpose in this world. We're not just here just to hang out, have a good time. That will be great, but, you know, we have a bigger purpose, a bigger mandate in this life than to just hang out, have a good time, and enjoy this life. I mean, all that's good, but we also are called by God to go and bring the kingdom of God, destroy the works of the enemy, and make a difference. But we're called to do it united as a body. So house church, you know, that's something, you know, if you're divided, if your house church is divided against itself, we need to think of ways, how can we fix it? And, you know, your ministry teams, I can think, you know, like your IP ministry team, the worship team, the welcoming team, you know, what other teams do we have? Women's ministry, men's ministry, you know, all those ministries, each ministry has a specific calling and a purpose to destroy the works of the enemy in a specific way and to bring the kingdom of heaven, the culture of heaven, in a specific way. But if you're divided against itself, how will that kingdom be able to stand? How will your group be able to stand against the attacks of the enemy, right? And how will we be able to be effective in what we're trying to do? Oh, and of course, as a church as a whole, Solomon's Porch, right? Because we have a different mandate from the vine, from ECC, right? That's why God has planted this church and we've risen up, or we've risen, is that the right word? We've risen up as a church, right? To be a ministry here, to do the work of God. So if we're, as a church, divided against itself, we're not going to be effective. Obviously, as mission trip teams, we're going on mission soon. And if that mission team is divided against itself, we're not going to be effective. Pastor Jimmy, when he was here, he told us a story. He had this team from King's Kids. King's Kids is a YWAM ministry, and it's a team of children, little children, that do dances and songs, and they minister together, and, you know, they put on like a performance. So I forget where he was. Jimmy was kind of organizing the whole thing, and this team was there, and they were about to come and perform on stage. So he's kind of just getting the crowd ready, right? So he's trying to just kill some time until they get ready, and he's telling some jokes and just kind of get the crowd ready. And then he goes backstage to call this team, and the team does not look very happy, and they do not look ready, and the team leader doesn't look very happy either. So he goes and says, hey, you need to be up on stage in 5 minutes. And the team leader says, we can't go up right now because our children, they are fighting with each other, and they're unhappy with each other, and they don't like each other, they don't love each other, but they will not make it right. You know, they're not going to confess, they're not going to apologize, they're not going to make it right. So the team leader, this lady, she says, we're not going to go up. So Jimmy's like, what are you talking about? You're not going to go up. You have to be up in 5 minutes. You need to get ready and come up. So he goes back up to the stage and kind of tries to kill some more time, tell some jokes, blah, blah, blah. Goes back. They're still not ready. And that happens a few times, and they're still not getting it right. So Jimmy ends up kind of doing the whole thing, and there's 10 minutes left of this program. And he goes back to the team, and the team is finally ready. The children are happy. The team leader is ready, and they're ready to go on. And the team leader says they finally apologize, and they've made it right, and they love each other. So we're going to be able to go up now. And Jimmy's so disappointed. He's like, fine, you know, whatever. Just go back. Go on there. 10 minutes. Do your thing. So they come up, and they do this thing in 10 minutes. And Jimmy says it was, like, it was amazing. It was powerful. The Holy Spirit came, and God moved in a mighty way. And the team leader said something that Jimmy kind of shared with us. And the team leader said, you know, we're not going up there. We're not here doing missions just so that we can be cute, so that people can look at us and be entertained and be like, oh, you know, cute children, and just enjoy the performance. She was saying, you know, our purpose is much greater than that, much bigger than that. You know, it's to bring the culture of heaven, bring the kingdom of heaven, to destroy the works of the enemy. And we are not going to be effective, you know, if we are divided against each other and we don't love each other. So, you know, that's a really good point, right, as a mission trip team. But not just in missions, but in our ministries, in our youth ministry, children's ministry, worship team, IP team, house churches, we have a greater mandate than just to enjoy each other's company, than just to hang out, than just to, you know, entertain the children while the adults have service, just to play some music, right? We're destroying what the enemy has done and bringing the kingdom of God, but we cannot do this unless we are united. So, I guess in more practical terms, obviously, maybe not so obvious, but if you're gossiping about another person, you know, that's divided. That's division, right? If you are saying some negative things about another member of the house church, a member of your church, member of the ministry team, that's division. You know, and also in some more subtle ways, I think, you know, I mean, obviously slandering, if you're to say negative things about people, that's division. But even gossiping, as in like you're questioning their motives, you know, you are kind of creating doubt in other people about the motive of the leader, you know, or, you know, just in subtle ways, you can really easily divide up a team, divide up a ministry. I'm just trying to think of more practical ways. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you in your own heart. You know, are you being divisive? I heard this is from Mike Bickle. He's the founder of IHOP, right? And I listen to his sermons sometimes, and I really enjoy IHOP. But he was saying that all IHOP people, the staff, the students, they all make a vow when they come to IHOP. I might be wrong. Sam's actually been. Sam Ling, she's been in IHOP, so she can tell you better. But he said something like, you know, when they come, the students, the staff, he challenges them to never say anything negative about another ministry, about another leader, you know, about another, maybe not a person, you know. So he's saying, you know, because he visits different ministries, he talks to different ministry leaders, and he says, before he goes to that meeting, he always prays to God and says, you know, Lord, you need to come and show me the virtues of the ministry leader and the ministry that I'm going to meet, Because he doesn't want to just go in with his earthly eyes and just look at the bad things. Just point out, okay, they're doing this wrong, they're doing this wrong, and you know, this is not good enough, and blah, blah. Because it's so easy for us to go and judge. You know, some, because of our insecurities, we just want to be like, okay, they're not doing this well, but we're doing this right. But well, for whatever reason, it's easy to do that. So he always prays and says, God, you know, show me the virtues of the ministry leader and the ministry that I'm going to meet, so that he sees it through God's eyes and what God feels about these people and how God is using them, so that he's not going in there just to put them down in his own mind. And it challenges the students. And in this particular sermon, after the sermon was over, he got people to stand up and he said, you know, if you have ever talked negatively about a different ministry, about a different ministry leader, even if that ministry is something that is totally opposite of what you're used to. For example, we are kind of a charismatic Pentecostal, like we're into the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You go to a church that is completely even against the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the present-day ministry of the Holy Spirit, and they're very conservative, they do everything by the order, by the books. If we have said anything negative about the group, and if you have said it to another person, you know, in your group, then he said, you go and you tell that person, you apologize to the person that you gossiped to and say, you know, I shouldn't have done that, that shouldn't have come out of my mouth. But he also challenges you, the group, to go to like the group that you slandered, and if it's okay, if it's possible, if it's plausible, to go and repent and to say, you know, I shouldn't have done that. And I thought it was so powerful. And his whole point was, you know, that's the kingdom, right? That's because if we're divided and if we're slandering each other and if we're gossiping, we're not going to be effective in what we're doing. He's talking about the power of words and power of encouragement and how, you know, negative thoughts, negative words and slander, gossip, you know, it's not going to be good. So that's what I wanted to speak to us about today. Just unity as a church, you know. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. We as a church, if we're divided against itself, we cannot stand. So let's just allow the Holy Spirit to come. Let's have Sam, Samantha, she's going to play the piano for us. Let's close our eyes and just open up our hearts and let his conviction, you know, let him gently kind of show us and lead us to, you know, where have we kind of blown it, you know, in terms of being united and being or working towards the unity of our church, you know, of your own house church, of your own ministry teams, of your own mission trip teams, and also just as a church, as the church as a whole, you know, different ministries that you've heard of and visited. Thank you. let's spend a bit of time just praying for our missionaries that we support and pray for as a church. You know, let's lift up Mr. Song in Uzbekistan. Lift up Pastor Golia. Some of us got to meet him. Just pray for God's mercy over there that just for glory of God to go forth from that place. Let's lift up the Chong family in China. They have a ministry just discipling believers. My parents also, they're in Qingdao. And they have some, you know, the people group, because they're ministering to a minority people group. And he has some of them living in their home now, so he can learn the language and just disciple them, minister to them. So let's pray for effective ministry there. Zhengsheng College here in Hong Kong, let's just lift up what they're doing with the students there and lift up Almond, the leader. Hong Kong YWAM, lift up their schools, lift up the leaders. Nancy and Joe are the base leaders. Let's pray for them that they'll really be obedient to the Holy Spirit. You lift up Shanti Ministries, Godwin's ministry. We're actually going there again. Yesterday we had a good time. Today we're going to go there again to continue doing our vacation Bible school. Please pray for the students that God would really speak to them through what we're doing today. Sophia Cheng, who's in Japan, let's pray for her. She's on a short-term mission trip to Japan. You know, Japan's such a hard place. Let's pray for God's favor, God's protection. And Cambodia, Pastor Oh, his ministry there. And we will be joining him August 13th, so we can pray for that as well. Let's pray. And then I'll close. Pray together. God, we thank you for this morning, and help us to be just united, God, as a church and as your body, to really be effective, God, in doing your work here. And we just say that we need you, Holy Spirit, to come and overcome our weakness. We pray for our missionaries, God, that we're supporting. We just pray for your protection over them, Holy Spirit anointing upon them, and your love, God. I pray that they will feel just the incredible love of God in their hearts, God. That it will be something tangible, you know, as we pray for them, God, that you will come and surround them with your love, God. That they will feel the arms of the Father just embracing them and giving them joy and peace. Watch over us today. We give you this day, God. May you be glorified. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. If you can, spend a little bit of time praying for our missionaries on your own. That'll be great. Thank you.